here's a story from The World.
Another cabinet pick officially named today is John Kerry. The former Secretary of State will fill a new position created by Biden, the president's climate envoy.
For the first time ever, there will be a principal on the National Security Council who can make sure climate change is on the agenda in the Situation Room. For the first time ever, we'll have a presidential envoy on climate.
The World's environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler reports on the new high-profile role.
Tapping someone with John Kerry's political resume is a signal that the U.S. is doing a complete 180 on climate policy.
This just demonstrates the president-elect is taking this crisis incredibly seriously.
This is former U.S. climate negotiator Elan Strait.
The rest of the world is excited and relieved to see that after the last 4 years.
Global leaders know Kerry from his role as America's top diplomat during the negotiations leading up to the Paris Climate Agreement.
His Excellency, the Secretary of State of the United States of America.
Kerry somewhat famously signed the pact with his young granddaughter on his lap. The longtime senator worked on climate change for decades, including trying, unsuccessfully, to push through a sweeping climate bill in 2009. When Kerry took over the State Department during the second Obama term, Elan Strait says climate change was a top priority on day one.
The first cable that he sent out to every ambassador in the world was about climate change. He is bringing a real commitment to this issue, and I don't think that ends with just reentering the Paris Agreement.
Kerry will also have a seat on the White House National Security Council, a first for a climate advisor.
It's a big step.
Sherry Goodman is a former deputy undersecretary of defense who's now with the Center for Climate and Security.
John Kerry sitting at the National Security Council with the Secretary of State, defense, national security advisor, and intelligence officials will be able to weigh in on all major decisions, everything from our policies towards China, Russia, North Korea, Iran.
Policies in the Arctic, where sea ice melting is opening up a northern sea route for trade, and in the Middle East and North Africa, where drought underlies conflicts in Syria and parts of the Sahel.
We will now be able fully to mainstream climate security risks throughout our foreign policy and national security planning.
Last year, Kerry helped start a bipartisan group called World War Zero. It tapped celebrities and politicians to call attention to the climate crisis. In an appearance on Meet the Press, Kerry framed the issue as an international emergency.
We are way behind the eight ball. And so we've got to treat this like a war. I mean, it has to require decision making and organization and efforts that are just not taking place.
That won't be easy. John Kerry now has to convince the world that the U.S. can help lead on climate change after 4 years of the Trump administration distancing itself from efforts to cut carbon emissions. To do that, the Biden administration will have to take domestic policy action, too, and quickly. So Kerry's success, in part, hinges on the success of a yet-to-be-named climate advisor focused on the U.S. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.